you guys struggled early on and got it going in the fourth quarter. What was the difference in that first three quarters before you guys stepped it up?
Yeah, you just got to, you know, find a rhythm. You know, we got a lot of guys playing some new spots and things like that. So for us, it was just find the rhythm. We stay the course, you know, because we knew our plan was good. We knew that the guys knew what they were doing and things like that. And, you know, we were just you know, just making sure that we stayed the course because we knew at some point it's gonna flip, you know. But we had a good feel for what they were doing, had a good plan coming in. Just, you know, want to make sure we were good on that.
Derek, you guys all wore special shoes today for the various organizations. Can you talk about the type of shoes you wore today?
Absolutely. So my cleats had, you know, Valley Children's Hospital's emblem on them. They also had my son Dallas's name on the toe, and then had this, what is the skyline of Fresno, California, on the inside part of my shoe. And you know, it was really important for me to raise awareness for them, because what my wife and I went through with our oldest son Dallas, him having three surgeries when he was first born. There, he had an intestinal malrotation, which means pretty much his intestines were tangled up, cutting off the blood supply to his body. And it was a blessing that my wife's water broke, because they said if he wasn't born, you know, like that, if he was born on time 8 days later, he wouldn't have made it. So, you know, to have a place, you know, it's Fresno to me. Madera's right there. You know, to be right there 10 minutes from the house, that way I could still, you know, go to work, you know, which football, and go to school and those kind of things while, you know, my son was, you know, in the hospital. And then, you know, on all my breaks, you know, driving up there, I'll never forget holding back the tears when I would show up, because I'd let them out in the car right up there. Because when a doctor tells you, you know, he might not make it, you know, that's not very fun. So we thank God for that place, and we wanted to raise awareness for everyone that has to go through something, because not everybody gets their child at the end. And I realize that. I realize how fortunate we are and how blessed we are. We were just, you know, poor college students, you know, just trying to make it, let alone go through that. So we understand the feelings that people have, what they have to go through. You know, that's something that I'll never forget. And, you know, we just try and do everything we can for that hospital because it's really a special place.
Now, when you talked about the skyline, what is that?
Just downtown Fresno. Oh. Yeah, just downtown Fresno. Just to... You know, that was the community of people that was praying for us, for our son. That was, you know, and we had prayers coming from everywhere. But, you know, we were in Fresno. You know, I was going to college. I was just a college student. You know, my wife and I, she never left that place. I had to beg her to go get some sleep. You know, when he was about, you know, on his way out, I said, now it's time for you to go get some sleep. He's okay, you know. She never left. And she's the real hero. She sat there the whole time. You know, I remember getting pulled off the practice field because they said, hey, they're rushing Dallas into surgery again and things like that. So I say all that to say, you know, there's a lot more people than just me that go through worse things than that. And so if we can raise awareness for that hospital, create awareness, and help relieve some of the burdens for those families, then I'm all about it.
How old is he now?
He's four, and he has no issues. He has a sweet scar on his stomach that he tells everybody is a shark bite. And that daddy beat the shark up, so, yeah.
Derek, from when you guys lost four in a row to you guys now going into Kansas City tied for first, how would you explain kind of the turnaround in the last couple of
weeks? The NFL, you know, crazy. You know, you got to stay the course. You know, there's a lot of adversity that happens every season. You wish you could just go out and win them all, you know, and do it in a good way. But that just hasn't been our road this year. You know, it's been a little bit more difficult, and you know, a lot of it's self, you know, because of ourselves, you know. But we're in a situation that all of our goals are still right in front of us. Like, it's not just right in front of us; it's there. You know, everything we want to do is right there, and we realize that. And you know, we have, like I said, we have a good group of guys that's growing. Coach Del Rio said it best: our team is growing, and we're learning. This group of guys is different than last year. You know, it's every year is a new year, and we're learning now. How to prepare, how to recover our bodies, how to prepare, and how to compete, and we're learning how to win games. And you know, as long as we can get hot right around now, this is the time to do it.
What did you see on Mark's first touchdown?
Yeah, so you know, it's just a check run. We had the look that we wanted, so we just, you know, were able to you know, get it into the right, you know, way, you know, that we wanted to run it. And you know, I saw the guy, you know, we ran a power scheme. the backside linebacker came to play it. It was a little bit over it. The safety fit on the same side, and Marshawn was able to pop free.
What kind of lift has Marshawn given you the last couple weeks?
Oh, man, it's awesome. You know, we talk about all the time. Run game's my best friend, you know. Whenever we can just get that going and, have the run game rolling like that. That's any quarterback loves that because if you can hand the ball in a four-minute scenario three times in a row and just get a first down, it's a lot less pressure, you know, on the quarterbacks and receivers. And I don't know a quarterback that wouldn't want that. So being able to have him and have DeAndre and Jalen and Mays comes in, obviously, for some situational things. And being able to have those guys, but, you know, really Marshawn has just taken over. And I think today we had 100 yards, which is awesome. Anytime you can do that, the ball's in your hands. Anytime you can run the ball efficiently, you're moving the chains. So, you know, that just helps, you know, us in the pass game element of it. When I checked it down to him?
Yeah.
So, you know, I saw a certain coverage that they were playing. And I just tried to hold my eyes on my read. And I even, you know, may have done something with Jared on that one just to try and see if it would work. And, you know, they did a good job of passing off cover and whatever. But they left, you know, whenever I could, you know, see the coverage, I know where my guys are at. And I just kind of shortcut the read and just got it to him because I knew at least it'd be a one-on-one 2 yards from the first down. And, you know, usually with Marshawn, you know, that's a good thing. Him in space, one-on-one, he's usually going to make a good play.
You had a couple throws that probably should have been picked off.
But they weren't.
What was going through your head when the ball hits the ground?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You know, the first one I had to throw before he broke. And, you know, that's a tough one because 21 has his eyes on me. And Jared's still in his route. And so I let the ball go, and we just were on a different page. That's all that one was. And then the second one, when I went to throw it, I threw it, and I guess I threw it a little too far. And, you know, thank goodness that, you know, he dropped it.
With Cooper and Crabtree out this week, was the main goal to make Patterson the weapon for you guys on the passing attack?
To be honest, it was just we were going into it saying, hey, everyone just has to fill their role. It wasn't just one guy that, hey, we're going to get it to him. Now, when he got the ball in his hands, he did some fantastic things. So it looks like, you know, hey, we were going to get it to him and things like that. But it was just, hey, you play your spot. If the play, you know, the coverage is designed to come to you, it'll come to you. And I thought those wideouts, you know, obviously that's not an easy thing. When you lose your two starters, you know, to go out there and for those guys to, you know, be efficient. You know, like you said, he almost had 100 yards. Johnny had a touchdown. And Seth, you know, did his thing. And our tight ends really stepped up. For them to do those things, we knew it was going to take everybody. Yeah, you know, whenever we can put both tight ends out there, you know, obviously we needed him, you know, with our situation today. You know, we needed him. And, you know, when the teams play certain coverages because certain people are on the field, you know, usually the guy that's not out there the most is the one that's going to have the one-on-ones. And, you know, Clive did a great job. He's really done a great job ever since that Indianapolis game last year when you know, when I broke my ankle. I felt like that was you know, with me and Clive, that was our best game where we were rolling our chemistry and things like that. And then adding Jared just added talent to the room. And so he just he hasn't had as many opportunities, but he knew, and I've seen it in practice, whenever he did, he was going to be able to win the one-on-ones and make plays. And he was explosive for us. You know, we got you know, big play down the middle, a couple third downs were close, you know, those kind of things. And if we can have all our guys step up like they did, it's going to be good for us.
A couple more for Derek. After last year, everything seemed to work for you. Was it an adjustment, like, to win ugly? It may not be your professional style, but
yeah.
Are you able to enjoy it as much? Or you still?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I promise. Yes. Oh, man. Trust me, I don't care how we win. I just want to win. I've said that since my rookie year. When we were 0-10, I was begging for wins. You know, we're sitting here, and obviously you want to go out and throw for 400 every game and win by 40, rush for 200 yards and all those things. But at the end of the day, this game is so hard. This game is not easy. And, you know, just, you know, it's funny to sit and think, you know, where we were and where we're at now. We have good players and all those things, but you see just how hard it is to win these games. It takes pretty much almost NFL games take within one score, you know, if not two. And so it's always going to be close. It's always going to come down to the wire. So anytime you can win, doesn't matter how you do it, you just want to win.
Did you say anything to Johnny after the fumble to kind of get his morale back up before the touchdown?
No, honestly, John. So, you know, you got to know people's personalities. Johnny's not a guy I need to go talk to. You know, he's not a guy. He's going to be the same touchdown, fumble. He's going to be the same guy. You know, he's not someone that I got to go to. You know, as soon as we came back and, you know, got in the huddle, same look on his face. And I like to read people, you know, see them and make sure they're good. And I looked at him, same look on his face, same intensity, ready to play. And so he's not a guy, and I didn't think he was. He's not a guy that, you know, if something went bad, I need to go, hey, man, you're all right. You know, it's going to be okay kind of a thing. He just, you know, he's just a dog, man. He just wants to play football, good or bad.
How's that last big play, Patterson?
Yeah.
Is that a case where the call comes in, you get excited? Because that looks like a pretty good call there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, there was something, an adjustment we made on the sideline based on how they were playing those kind of plays. And we were able to, you know, Coach Down and I were able to talk through it, get you know, with Coach Tice and Coach Moore on how we wanted to do it. And, you know, it was actually drawn up on the sideline, you know, because just we saw how they were doing it. And we all just communicated really well. You know, we all saw something that and we all liked it at the same time. So it was a good thing. So when the call came in that that's what we were starting with, I was like, oh, yes, you know, hopefully it scores. But, you know, we got close.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you all.